is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've titled this podcast, Imagination and What to Do. Imagine retiring and moving to Mexico. That's not so hard to do. Many people dream of such a thing. Last year, I met this guy in Vancouver who was off to join his retired friend in Puerto Vallarta. The friend was living out his retirement dream. He was running a school for dump children at the city dump in Puerto Vallarta. Imagine, his life dream was to live in Mexico and help the poorest of the poor. And he's doing it. Not the kind of retirement living in Mexico most of us imagine, but he did. A couple friends of ours just left town after taking a woodworking week-long session with another friend of ours who's a woodworker. The couple taking the workshop were ranchers in South Dakota. They still live on the ranch even though they've sold it and are officially retired. Been that way for a total of 3 months. He feels a little bit lost when it comes to answering the question, what to do in retirement? Oh, they have ideas and some plans, but nothing of a long-range goal or direction. They want to do some fun things, which are quite normal when one first retires. They want to travel, spend some time on their new boat, some bike trips, a hunting trip, a fishing trip, and they have some building projects in mind. They're not running on empty. But over dinner one night, he said, I just don't know what to do. You know that we have lots of skills and abilities, or just general wisdom. We've learned a lot over the years. It seems like it should be put to good use. But there doesn't really seem to be anywhere for me to go, any place where I'm really needed. I mean, that just doesn't even make sense. What do I do now? That's a question that I have heard the most since starting this podcast on retirement. Some of us know very well what we want to do in retirement, and some don't. I'm not sure what makes for this difference. I'm also not sure it matters. We tend to sort it out. I just came across an article that stated that the happiest time in a person's life is the first 10 years of retirement. I can believe that. I'm not sure it worked that way for me. I don't think the first 10 years were any happier than the last 10. But I do believe that imagination plays a major role in what one does with their retirement years. History or tradition offers little to help us in this task. Retirement's a recent phenomena. It used to be that people did not retire. They just died. People worked, and then they got sick and died. Medical science has extended our lifespan about 20 years in the last century. And of course, that is about the length of time that we enjoy retirement. We don't have much to guide us. Today's retired people get to be explorers. We venture into new territory. It's a pretty exciting place to be. It's like getting to create a whole new chapter of life. We get to create something that didn't exist before. Certainly, there have been people in history that have lived long lives, but they were always the exception. Today, many of us go through this door. What will we do? What will retirement come to mean? Will we create a stage of life that is seen as relaxing, reflecting, and rather passive, or a life that is seen as active, highly productive, guilt-free, and lived with enthusiasm? Or will we create a life of drifting, without purpose or unity? Perhaps it will come to be just a time to be warehoused until medical science can no longer keep us alive. It would seem that after a lifetime given to education, work, and family, that this later stage of life would be something new, different, and perhaps even glorious. The challenge is to create a new self. This is where imagination enters the picture. Can we visualize ourselves operating a school in a city dump and helping those that need help the most? Can we visualize ourselves sitting next to a riverbank with a fishing pole and a cooler of beer? Can we visualize ourselves traveling the world or writing a great American novel? Some of us may overcome our early inhibitions of shyness and guilt to yet see our lives flower. We will step out of the shadow of institutions and cultural mores that have confined our minds and choices throughout our lives. We will find a way to share with younger generations the wisdom that has accumulated over the years. Imagine. Retirement is a new phenomena of human history. It is a luxury of our age. It is a period of time to let our imaginations and wildest wishes flourish. It is a time to become ourselves. It just takes a little effort on our part. No one and no institutions will do it for us. This is Retirement Talk. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.